more or less. I feel like I never left. Good evening and welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. One of those very unusual days where actually as the music was going, my phones were ringing. So, yes, I'm here. At least for the next hour, I'll be right here. Won't be able to answer phones till then. Glad to have you here live on this fifth day of July, 2011, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. For those of you who may not familiar, yes, I am Jeffrey Bennett. Glad to be here. Interesting day in the markets. Wall Street's cheer kind of faded away a little bit. Dow and S&P slid back after a five-session winning run last week. NASDAQ, however, eked out a very tiny gain. They were up 10 points to close at 28.26. Dow down 13 at 12,570. S&P 500 off 2 at 13.38. Global Dow down 7 at 21.57. Gold had a good day. Once again, as I mentioned, depending on who you read and who you listen to, it was up either 20 bucks or 30 bucks. The point is it was up. And oil was also up today, 14 cents. So beyond all that nonsense, where are we at with the metals? Currently gold sitting at $1,516. Silver at 35, whoops, silver just slipped off a little bit, 35.35. Platinum off 4 bucks in the aftermarket at 17.35. Palladium down a dollar at 7.71. Rhodium flat at 19 and a quarter. Other than that, it was a late night last night. I did not fall asleep until basically daylight this morning. Websites was a part of it. Other issues was another part of it. Obama cites that there has been progress on the debt talks. What does that mean? They're all sitting back and giving up a little bit, giving everything away, taking things away from us. Casey Anthony murder trial went the direction I felt it would go. The whole thing was a bloody joke. Nobody really cares. It's just more entertainment. I got rather ticked off at my wife over the weekend, continuing to watch the reruns of all that nonsense. And not that it dawned on me per se, but it certainly makes one well aware of the fact that it's just another form of entertainment. It's what they show to suck people into things that are just not important. Stay with us. We'll be back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Roger Sales, who will be with us again tomorrow. And we began discussing music. We were specifically discussing Melody Gardot, who I chose for a couple of rather lengthy pieces of music last week to come out of the bottom of the hour break. Now, I've been familiar with Gardot for some years only because the so-called smooth jazz stations play two, maybe three of her pieces. And they were okay. They didn't really strike me. They didn't intrigue me. And for some unbelievable reason, I came across some YouTube videos of hers last week and a half ago. And now I've got 36 of them in my so-called YouTube catalog. And I get up in the morning and late at night, I turn them on and I just let them run one after the other. One of the most amazing voices and talents I've heard in years. And Roger and I got talking last night because Roger comes from the music industry at one point in time in his life, with Polydor and Mercury and a few other labels, and knew people like Sean Hannity before Sean Hannity became a well-known commodity. And we got talking about singers in general and those whose voices are more like an instrument. And I'm not sure that Gardot fits that particular situation, but certainly people like Ella Fitzgerald, her voice was more of a musical instrument than just a voice. Certainly that voice of, you just listened to Sarah Vaughan in a very interesting duet with Barry Manilow, of all people. Sarah Vaughan definitely had a voice that was very much a musical instrument. Dinah Washington, not so much. Carmen McRae would be another one. From the male standpoint, I'd have to say Mel Torme. Anyway, that's enough of the jazz lessons for this day. The Senate unfortunately returned to Washington today after I call it Independence Day, America's birthday. They call it July the 4th holiday. They had canceled its regularly scheduled recess in order to continue working on this so-called debt ceiling deal. They've got just about 2 weeks left until the White House deadline for an agreement. Well, I want to know what happens if the White House, which I guess I now can refer to as the awful office, if they establish a deadline and that deadline is not met, what will Barack Obama do? Will he rule with an iron fist? Will he dictate what the terms are going to be? Is he going to override it with an executive order or some other nonsensical presidential directive? Senate leaders cut short their recess to demonstrate that Congress is serious about resolving the debt impasse. There's no bipartisan meetings between the White House or congressional negotiators have been scheduled thus far, leaving the process roughly where it was when the House Republicans pulled out of the negotiations 2 weeks ago. And why did they pull out? Because with Obama, it's his way or no way. There is no negotiation with this character. Well, they were expecting to come out with a potential announcement at 4:40 this afternoon, when he was slated to speak on, quote, the status of efforts to find a balanced approach to deficit reduction. This is a perfect case where the, as I heard someone mention on the air last week, where the left teleprompter has no idea what the right teleprompter is up to. It's kind of sickening, isn't it? But whatever his comments were, and I didn't watch him, partisan positioning is likely to continue. It's the biggest problem we face in D.C. It truly is partisanship. What happened to the days when people were elected to public office and they went there and represented all the people, not just the constituents that voted for them? This is something that both houses of Congress and the occupier of the awful office don't understand. Now, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, whose last-minute invitation to Obama to meet with Senate Republicans late last week was rebuffed by the White House. He took to the Senate floor early this afternoon to renew his offer. He stated that Republicans in Congress believe that finding a way to reduce the deficit and put Medicare on more secure footing is a conversation worth having. So today I would like to re-extend the offer, he stated. I think the best way to solve this impasse is for the president to hear what needs to be done and how we can do it. Hear what can actually pass here in Congress. He needs to understand the principles at stake here from our point of view. Well, sounds like the posturing continues, doesn't it? Of course, then there's the Senate Democrats. They were expected to vote this week on a non-binding resolution that would express the chamber's belief that those making more than $1 million a year should pay a share of reducing the deficit. Their goal is to force Republicans to go on the record as protecting tax breaks for the wealthy. Well, let's see. The Republicans want to protect tax breaks for the wealthy. The Democrats want to get those taxes so they can give it all away to their constituents. So you see, everybody loses in one form or another. In other words, people are going to be paid to remain on the government dole. Of course, this vote, if it were to happen, would also give anxious rank-and-file Democrats in Washington during a week once scheduled for vacation an opportunity to maybe hash out budget issues on the Senate floor. It would blunt Republican complaints that the Senate planned to devote the unexpected week in session to issues other than the debt crisis. Of course, then there's Harry Reid from Nevada. He's got to open up and run his mouth. And he says, when Republicans talk about shared sacrifice, they mean that the sacrifice should be shared by those that can least afford it. He then added that the time is here for my Republican colleagues to put politics aside. Simply put, we're out of time. No, Mr. Reid, I don't think we're out of time. I think time has run out. It's over. It's done. You guys can play all the games in Congress that you want to, on the Senate, over at the House, but the fact of the matter is, each and every one of you is out to do one thing. Keep your jobs. You don't give a damn about the American public, not the highbrows or the lowbrows. It doesn't make any difference. Of course, now, Reid had extended an invitation to Obama and Biden to meet with the Senate Democrat caucus on Wednesday, but an administration official said Tuesday that Biden would not be meeting with the Senate Democrats. But a meeting is scheduled for Thursday between Senate Democrats and the White House economic team. The White House's economic team has proven to be pretty shaky and pretty shady, if you ask me. Of course, that particular meeting, which goes to indicate to you that there is never going to be a bipartisan resolve of this issue of whether to raise the debt ceiling or not, or to balance a budget or anything else. Because if Obama cared, he'd say, no, I'm not just going to meet with the Democrats. We're going to meet with both sides. But even Obama doesn't want to do that. Oh, no, no. Obama's out to position all the Republic rats to be bad guys. Well, I hate to say it, Obama, but both the Republic rats and the demagogues are bad guys in this issue. Of course, the administration says that there has to be a deal by July the 22nd to give Congress enough time to pass it before August the 2nd, when the United States faces the prospect of defaulting on its debt. And yet I read a report early this morning from a Treasury official who was adamant that the default already took place, like back in what, May? There's a big gap between both sides on a number of key philosophical issues, and they remain pretty wide. On Monday, the New York Slime reported the White House is considering tens of billions of dollars worth of cuts to Medicare and Medicaid as part of a debt limit deal, reductions that would be dependent upon Republicans' acceptance of tax increases, one of the main points of contention in the continuing negotiations. Look, here's the fact of the matter. I don't care if you're talking about John Cornhole from Texas or Harry Reid or Mitch McConnell. It doesn't matter. None of them get it. They want to single out and say Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. The fact of the matter is there is not a single aspect of anything that government is involved with in this country that is not costing mega gazillions of dollars. It's massive. All they want to do is tell, oh, no, but if you change these, it's going to hurt some people. So how about we raise taxes over here to pay for it? Why does there always have to be a discussion of raising taxes? Because raising taxes does nothing more than give them the ability to spend more of our money, which they've stolen from us. It's another form of inflation, theft by government, taxation is nothing more than another form of inflation. And so now you've got members on both sides of the aisle. They continue to consider their options, and a case-sweeping compromise isn't achieved by the end of the month. Now, during this holiday weekend, you know, which meant barbecue and beer, several lawmakers signaled they would consider a short-term debt limit increase, although they said that course would not be ideal. And I would agree with that. The problem with a mini deal, Cornyn said, is we have a maxi problem. We'll take the savings we can get now. We'll relitigate this as we get closer to the election. And that is what I'm afraid will more than likely happen. Now, on Tuesday morning, that's today, Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat from Delaware, he also indicated he would be open to a short-term deal. I do think that we cannot afford to default on America's financial obligations, he said. What's coming up on August 2nd, something we've been warned about for months, is the equivalent of defaulting on America's mortgage. Well, gee, now wait a minute. If America had only done their mortgage with J.P. Morgan Chase, we read this morning that, or was it yesterday, on Zero Hedge, that, well, Chase has just arbitrarily decided to start reducing people's mortgage balances. It's like they're giving them a gift. Guess they're trying to buy some PR, huh? Well, with so little progress, the possibility that the House might have to cancel its scheduled recess later this month has appeared increasingly likely. I don't have a problem with that. I don't think they should be allowed to take a weekend off, a recess, a break, until they resolve the problems and the difficulties of this nation. Senator John Kyle from Arizona identified over $2 trillion in spending cuts during negotiations with Vice President Biden over the last 2 months that could serve as the blueprint for a potential agreement. Those words from Brad Dayspring, a spokesman for House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, Republican from Virginia. He said the disagreement remains over the hundreds of billions of dollars in tax hikes that Democrats are trying to impose on individuals, small businesses, and employers. As always, he said, the House will be here if and when needed, including the week of July 18th. I'd like it better if they just all go home, to be honest with you. Some years ago, I guess it was 12 years ago, over the, I think the period of time, maybe before Thanksgiving of 1999, somewhere in that time frame, I was in Washington, D.C. I, at the time, while broadcasting and continuing my metals business and the various things I'm involved with, I also did a fair amount of representation for Gun Owners of America. I was the so-called National Director of Gun Show Relations, some title of that nature. I, at that time, was producing and occasionally hosting Larry Pratt's radio program, Live Fire. Larry Pratt's the Executive Director of GOA. And Larry and I took a ride downtown. He was going to be a guest on probably, I don't know, MSNBC or CNN or Fox News or one of those things. We walked into the green room, which is just blocks away from the U.S. Capitol. You could very clearly see the dome. If I just walked right up that street, which is probably K Street or something like that, I'd have been right there. Now, we went into the green room. Pratt had to wait to get called on. Well, in the green room were two other people, three other people, but two of whom I knew or knew of quite well. One was G. Gordon Liddy. And I got to tell you, 12 years ago, you see Liddy on television today hawking for some gold firm and, you know, still looks like this strong, virile guy, big, tough guy. He's a scrawny little runt who 12 years ago still kind of walked, little hunched shoulders and like an old hat out of the 1930s. The guy looked like he'd just come from a bar down the street. Not as virile looking in person. Boy, they do a heck of a makeup job on this guy. Well, the other guy was J.D. Hayworth, who at that time was our representative from the state of Arizona with one of his lackeys. And here's Hayworth and Liddy having a conversation about some odd issue, and I stuck my nose into it and made some comment, which kind of got everybody laughing, and I introduced myself, and Hayworth did, and glad to know I was from his home, blah, 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 blah. 2 weeks later, back home, take my son to a hockey game one night, and we always stopped at a particular gas station to pick up Gatorade and just quick little, you know, power boost type snacks before the hockey game. And I walk in this place, and son of a gun, there's Hayworth standing at the counter. Now, how many people do our elected officials meet in the course of a week or a day or in their lives or a month or a year or their professional careers? And I walked in there and said, Congressman Hayworth. And he turned around and said, my God, Jeff, how are you? Wow, the guy remembers my name. He meets me one time. We talked for 7-8 minutes, and that was the end of it. And we talked a little bit, and this is between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And as we parted company, he knew that I was broadcasting on the alternative media and knew my position in Arizona and involvement with political activism. And he said, look, I want you to go back and tell your listeners that they can sleep safe in their beds tonight because Congress is out on break. In other words, they're not working. They can't cause any damage. That would be my prayer for all of us. Let them go take their summer break now. Don't come back, any of you. Don't even come back for the elections. Just go home and curl up and die. Let us go out into the streets of every city in America and pick up a wino off the curb. Go to the shelters and find a guy who's a stone alcoholic. And you could not possibly do worse than the elected idiots we have in Washington, D.C. today. I've said for years, I'd much rather have the mafia running this country. There's a lot more integrity in that kind of business than what we have sitting in Washington, D.C. today. So they'll play the game, and you know what they're doing? Nothing more than positioning. They're posturing for the upcoming election. Think about that. Thanks a lot, JP. I appreciate hearing that. Joseph, I got you covered. I'll talk to you a little later. And Yeah, actually, Joseph, if you go to the website, if you can, and go under this week's treasure hunt, yes, there is a break for a 20. And, well, it goes to 15 to 30, so it's kind of, I'll work with you, Joe. You're a regular client. You know I'll take care of it. Anyway, we're going to go to break in a couple minutes. Now, keep in mind, tomorrow, Roger Sales will be rejoining us. And late last night, as he and I were talking, and I was beginning to peruse the headlines, I came across a very interesting column called Get Your Hands on the Government's Playbook. Now, look, folks, we live in this bubblicious world of trillion-dollar deficits and sovereign bailouts and fiscal stimulus measures of historical proportions, but there is one economist whose theories and underlying philosophy underpin the foundation of modern macroeconomics. Macroeconomics. Who ever heard of that word 20 years ago? But this guy's name was John Maynard Keynes. His most famous work, The General Theory of Employment, Interest, and Money, published in 1936. That's when Uncle Adolf was rising up to power, you know. Well, Keynes' book has become the playbook from which politicians and central bankers are making their trillion-dollar decisions. So everything we've talked about up to this point in time in this program, in so many respects, comes right back to John Maynard Keynes. You see, just about every politician knows his name. Most would consider themselves Keynesian, and that they believe in government spending as a means to maintain economic stability, and yet few have actually ever read the book. And yet even fewer realize that Keynes was a major advocate of Soviet-style central planning. Were you aware of any of this? First time you've heard it? Well, you stay with us. You're going to hear a little bit more. But we've still got a minute. Yeah. Consider this. Among the many fascist viewpoints in Keynes' general theory, he argued that, first of all, a high rate of interest, which encourages savings, is bad for society. Consumption and borrowing, he said, must be promoted. In fact, high interest rates are to blame for why the world, after several millennia of steady individual savings, is so poor. Whoa, not a bad way to begin. Stay with us. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers, and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
That's about a perfect song to play this day. I've been working all day. I'm as cold and tired as can be. I'm not cold. It's 100 and some odd degrees out here. But I will say that I finished up working last night around 11:30 or so. Went over to my daughter's just to chat for a while and take a few things over there. And got back home, got back on one of the other websites and did a couple of other things and tried to go to sleep. And it's like a pancake that can't get cooked. And all I know is that it was finally daylight before I finally fell asleep this morning. So yeah, I'm as tired as can be, but you know what? I'll do it again tonight. That's what I do. I'm up quite late at night. So don't ever feel. Remember, I am on Pacific time, so, you know, wherever you may happen to be, right now it's 4:35 my time. And keep that in mind when you go to call, but you know, you call 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, good chance I'm still up, my time anyway. Talking about John Maynard Keynes and his socialist or Soviet-style central planning. He says, consequently, the government, we're talking about the interest in a moment ago, the government should make money cheap, controlling interest rates with a target level of zero. Furthermore, the government should never deliberately increase rates as inflation will not set in, quote, until unemployment has completely disappeared. Well, that's never going to happen. But boy, they've sure pushed that level of zero business, haven't they? And number three, even if inflation should happen to appear, it's likely due to the arbitrary and inequitable distribution of wealth and incomes. As such, the better solution to control prices and keep the boom going is to simply impose high income and death taxes in order to make a more economically just society. In other words, once again, rob from the rich and give to the poor and screw everybody else in between. Keynes says that the boom starts to fade and low interest rates aren't doing the job. It is the role of the government to step in and invest obscene amounts of money to stimulate growth. Only the government is capable of doing this, as, quote, the duty of ordering the current volume of investment cannot safely be left in private hands. The government thinks they can take better care of your money than you can. And based on what I've seen around America today, I'm not so sure that may not be correct. Fifthly, is Keynes favored a somewhat comprehensive socialization of investment? He recognized that such complex decisions of investing OPM, other people's money, would be, quote, above the heads of the vast mass of more or less illiterate voters. Illiterate voters. John Maynard Keynes called us all illiterate voters, and every stinking politician in Washington, D.C. knows of Keynes. Few have read his book, and yet they jump on his bandwagon, so obviously our elected official, dumb, thinks that we are all illiterate voters. Well, but not to worry, though. These key decision makers of the state-run economy will have the right moral position, so it's just a question of making sure that the right people are directing the economy. Yeah, the right people, the left people, doesn't make any difference. Of course, in the event of a crisis, the answer is quite simple. According to John Maynard Keynes, the government should simply borrow and spend more. In a 1934 article for Red Book magazine, entitled, Can America Spend Its Way into Recovery? Keynes opined with, why, obviously. If the crisis does not abate after substantial spending and interest rate cuts, Keynes blames these continued problems on not following his advice closely enough. He states, authorities of the world have lacked the courage or conviction at each stage of the decline to apply the available remedies in sufficiently drastic doses. Well, we could go on and on, but I don't want to spoil the ending where the entire global financial system collapses as a result of following these ridiculous policies. Look, in terms of economic philosophy, very little separated Keynes from Vladimir Lenin. Keynes even praised Lenin when he wrote, let us not belittle these magnificent experiments or refuse to learn from them. The five-year plan in Russia, the corporative state in Italy. And yet, folks, this is the same guy who is held up by world leaders as the architect for economic bliss. Politicians and central bankers are calling his plays almost verbatim. Enormous stimulus packages where volume and quantity are all that matter. Quality counts for nothing. Interest rates at zero. Spending your way out of recession. Borrowing your way out of debt. It's absolutely mind-boggling how modern governments have built such an apparatus to control their economies and run them into the ground. Ironically, each time a crisis occurs, these regulatory agencies and central banks and executive powers are granted even more authority. This only makes things worse. And we wonder why we can't resolve the economic problems of the land. Oh, sure enough, in the seventh quarterly report that Obama's Council of Economic Advisers released last Friday, right before the long weekend, of course, the numbers show that the administration's Keynesian stimulus spending has saved 2.4 million jobs at a cost of, here you go, numerologist, $666 billion. That's $278,000 per job, all at taxpayer expense. They've saved 2.4 million jobs. Ooh. Of course, in the world of Keynes, where debt does matter and inflation doesn't exist, this number is, it's completely acceptable. Correct, comrades? You see, in the real world, it's further evidence of how horrific misallocations of capital are bankrupting the economy. Oh, not just here in this nation, my friends. Look at Greece. Look at Portugal, whose rating was just crapped on by Moody's earlier today. How many other nations are in this kind of trouble? See, Spain's got problems. Ireland's had problems. Wait a minute. Ireland. You remember a couple of months ago, Obama took a trip to Ireland to apparently discover his Irish roots? guess it gives new meaning to the term Black Irish. Oh, well. To Keynes, people who work hard to create value cannot be entrusted with your own money. John Maynard Keynes believes that you should not be entrusted with your own money, that it must be confiscated by politicians for them to invest with the utmost objectivity and expertise, all for the benefit of society, as they define it in their sole discretion. And, of course, if they falter, we must reward them with even more power to tax and print and borrow and spend. This, my friends, is the underlying philosophy of a man whose ideas have driven global macroeconomics for the last 60-plus years. And it all continues to create inflation and bubbles and economic ruin. Published July 4th, 2011, Simon Black in Sofia, Bulgaria. We'll be talking more about this tomorrow with Roger. Get your hands on the government's playbook. That just about fits, doesn't it? Well, let's talk a little bit about some business for the network. Interesting stuff. thanks, Gail. I thank you very much. Oh, my goodness. What do you mean you were hot once? You probably still are. Get out of here, Lynn. I love it. I love the emails I get when I'm on the air. Some of them are business. Some of them are personal. They're all related to what we do here. It's unreal. Update your office. I don't need to update my office. I just spent a whole bunch of money updating my office. One thing led to another. My friends, this hour, as is customary, is brought to you almost entirely by Republic Trading Group. You can find us on the net at republictradinggroupinternational.com. Each Tuesday, and I really need to be doing this more than once a week, not to bombard you with commercialism, but it's what I was brought here to do, to manage Republic Trading Group, to guide it in directions that have worked very well for us in the past. I don't like to just do the status quo, but I realize that every week when I come on the air and you come on with just a gold package, just a silver package, you're omitting a wide range of people. And we tend to come on here with packages that are $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 and up. And a lot of people would like to support the network, don't have that kind of cash at their disposal. Why? Because we're living in economic hell in this nation right now. And I continue to go out looking for things that we can do on a small basis, make things affordable, which will help benefit the network to some small degree, but it'll benefit our listeners, our supporters, to a much greater degree. One of the packages we put together today is less a package than just an exceptionally affordable offering. I've had tremendous success with these commemorative silver dollars over the years. I like them because each one depicts something different, a part of American history, whether it's Civil War, the Vietnam War, Korean War, World War II, the anniversary of commemoration of Thomas Alva Edison, who brought us so much. The so-called Ellis Island, which most people refer to as the Statue of Liberty commemorative dollar, the Lewis and Clark, which commemorated their marvelous trails, the U.S. Constitution, so many others, and these are coins that are the same size, weight, and purity as the old Morgan and Peace dollars, the constitutional weights and measures, each one containing 0.7735 of an ounce of net silver content. The only problem is every one of these coins that we're going to ship out is either in brilliant proof condition or brilliant uncirculated condition. Each one is still in the original U.S. minted little hard disk. It's not an encapsulated certified coin. We're not going down that road, but that's the way the U.S. Mint would handle each individual coin. They would be in a fairly hard plastic shell, not easy to open by any extreme. So the chances are you're not going to get any of these pieces that are all fingerprinted up. Not to guarantee that occasionally there won't be one, but right now we've put a package together that will contain one each of the following: the Lewis and Clark, the Thomas Edison, the Ellis Island / Statue of Liberty, and the U.S. Constitution piece. And the fifth coin will be a mystery coin of our choice. Specific request may be able to be fulfilled, but you may have to pay a slightly higher dollar, you know, an extra buck, buck and a half a coin or something like that. I'm offering these in a group of five. Guess what? $175 for that package of five coins. If you were buying Morgan or Peace silver dollars in the same kind of condition, you couldn't touch a single coin for $175. Now, maybe you're going to pass these on to your kids or your grandkids. Maybe 50, 60, 70 years, each one of these things will be worth a few thousand or a few hundred thousand dollars. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate. But it's a great way, an affordable way for you to be able to buy smaller quantities of silver. You want one pack, two packs, three packs. We'll make it worth your while. But for a five-pack, here's the price. Shipping on this, you, of course, will be in addition to that. So you're going to come in at under $200 for a selection of five completely different, absolutely exquisite silver U.S. minted coins. As far as the gold offering for this week, I love this. I'm really been very pleasantly surprised, the email responses and the phone responses I've had to this already. Even though by the time I got off John's show, I only had about 10 minutes before I had to come back on the air. There's been some interesting requests on this stuff. And give me a second here. This is going to be an interesting package. I'm calling it the European 20s. Now, many of you over the years have supported this network. You've acquired various different French 20-franc pieces, Roosters, Angels, Napoleon the First and the Thirds, the Ceres coins, C-E-R-E-S. That was a three-year issue from the French government, which was kind of a slap in the face to their people who were crying for food, and they decided to do a special minting of a coin with the Roman god of agriculture on the coin, basically saying, you want to eat? Get plant your own. That was the government's attitude. They do sick, insidious things. We've acquired some of the Italian 20 lira pieces over the years, the Swiss 20 franc, the Belgian Leopolds, some of the occasional Austrian coins, and some of the others. And so each one of the same size, weight, and purity, about a fifth of an ounce, net gold. If you place your order tonight, and you'll need to do it tonight. I'm not going to extend this Chapman offering out tomorrow and another day and another day. If you're interested in taking advantage of the a brand-new subscription to Bob Chapman's renowned international forecaster newsletter, maybe you're getting ready to come up on a renewal. We'll be glad to pay for a renewal subscription for you. Maybe you'd like to do a gift subscription to a sister or a cousin or an uncle or an aunt or a good friend or a church member or something. Maybe you just want the free shipping. You know, you go with the free shipping, believe me, it saves the network some money, but that's not to tell you that to dissuade you. You can pick up individual coins for $321 a piece. Or if you buy larger packages, the cost on a per coin basis begins to drop immensely. 15 coin package is what you'll need to order to take advantage of the Chapman special. I cannot do that on a single coin. Other people do it. But that's because you're on their phone list and they'll beat the daylights out of you. We got a break coming up in the middle of an ad. Blow that thing off, baby, would you? Thanks. Right in the middle of an ad. Got to take care of network business here. Thanks, guys. I got great producers here. We can pick up a 15-coin package of the mixed 20s. There's no selection. You might get Angels and Roosters and Italian and Swiss, and who knows what's going to be in the package. All going to be an extra fine to about uncirculated conditions. Some might even be uncirculated coins. 15-coin pack. Your price per coin is going to drop. We're going to go to $4,765 for a 15-pack. What does that work out to be? Well, we're dropping from $321 down to $317.66 a coin. A 30-coin pack is going to drop $9,535. That's dropping the cost per coin down to $317.83. Not a huge savings on that particular break, but that's just the way it happened to work out. On the 50-coin pack, if you really want to save some big money and take advantage of some great gold delivered in your hands, price drops to $311.62. And a 100-coin pack drops down to, what, $308.70. So you can see a wide range of things. This is all based on spot at $1,517. If spot's a little bit lower, I'll take care of you. If it's a little higher, you're going to have to pay the price. But all of this is subject to market fluctuations. Now, one final thing. If you want to take advantage of these, and, you know, the silver is going to be good until the silver is gone. And frankly, there's not huge numbers on it right now. They're starting to dwindle. We've been doing a very good job with those. And people are getting them, and they're just absolutely ecstatic with the quality of what they're getting, knowing they're holding great, big, beautiful silver coins. The Constitutions are still my favorite. If you've never seen a picture, go to RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. Scroll down on the right until you get to the page that says The Treasure Hunt. Open it up. Go look at the pictures. Go look at the images and the descriptions of these things. They're quite amazing. But you can give us a call tonight, 1-800-691-7898. You'll get a voicemail prompting you. You can either select number one for me, Jeffrey Bennett, or two for Robbie. You know, if you get our voicemail, leave a message. We'll get back with you, okay? We get busy on these nights. There's one final option that I did not share. We did not get it posted. I very late in the day, was able to talk to one of my suppliers who just acquired up to, it doesn't mean there's still this many left, but up to 800 1-ounce silver American Eagles. And I'll tell you what, even though this is one of our secondary suppliers, the price is fantastic. It is actually, number one, they're ready for immediate delivery. Some of our other suppliers, they're still looking at shipping not commencing until approximately the 18th of July. These 800 pieces are available now. Oh, come on, Granny. Aflac insurance. Okay. I know you read that, too. Anyway, American Silver Eagles available. Silver currently sitting at about, $35.35 an ounce. We can pick up Silver Eagles. You need a box? I can get you a whole box right now. And if you just need 100 pieces or 40 pieces, you give us a call. I'll make it worth your while. Once again, 1-800-691-7898. Let's take a look and see what we've got here on the Silver Eagles. We can pick up Silver Eagles right now for less than $39 each. Matter of fact, $38.75 each. You want to roll a 20? You want 500 pieces? Bingo. You buy the whole box of 500, I'll pick up the shipping. You'll have to pay shipping if you do less than that. But we got a wide variety of things that we have got available. One of our main suppliers is closed down till the 17th, so I can't do a lot in the way of 1-ounce gold American Eagles or Canadian Maple Leafs and things of that nature, but you let me know what you're looking for, and I'll begin to tap the sources. The goal is I work for you. I don't work for the network. I work for you. My goal is to stretch your money as far as we can. That's the point. It's your money. It ain't my money. I don't have the right to play with your money. So you give us a call. You let us know what it is you're trying to do, but there's not a one of these offers we've done tonight that aren't really good. So if you've been looking at adding more silver while it's still in the summer doldrums and it's still down there, my God, take advantage of it, will you? And this is a great, tremendously gifted gold package, small fractional European pieces recognized all over the world. You know, you got to walk into a coin shop or a pawn shop, you can do it. The net weight, 0.1867 of an ounce. That's the melt weight of the gold content in each coin. We'll make it worth your while. All of this stuff is live. It's ready to go, and it's all up to how quickly you decide to get your payment in and in what form. Personal checks, bank wire transfers are most desirable. Give Republic Trading Group a call, 1-800-691-7898. Tomorrow night, Roger Sales will be back. We'll be talking about the government playbook. We'll be responding to an unbelievable selections of emails that have been coming in all week. I am absolutely blown away. You people are listening serious questions are being raised. They're all being forwarded to Roger. Roger is answering them. And by the way, we figured out who the boogeyman is. Yeah, Mr. Russ, the guy who likes to call and harass everybody. We know who he is. We've tracked him down. But who cares? He means nothing. So you guys have a good evening. I plan on having one. It's going to be busy. I've already got a number of calls I have to take care of, some in relation to this, some in relation to other business, and we'll see what tomorrow brings. So do tune in with us tomorrow on Life, Liberty, and all that jazz as Roger Sales returns for another discussion of, well, what's the best way to look at it here? Going to try to keep giving you the answers to the get out of slavery card. We'll be here. Hope you will be as well. Stick around on the network. Many good programs coming up throughout the balance of the night. We have much to offer. We got a long way to go and probably a very short time to get there. You guys take care of yourselves without apology. I am Jeffrey Bennett.
The skin I love to touch too much. And all that jazz. You have got the lips that suit my taste. And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you.
The next round of the worst financial crisis.